The new United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP Human Development Index, has placed India at a low 134 out of 193 countries on the basis of an assessment of several key criteria. Disappointing at one level, but a massive improvement in some respects from where India was, say, 1990. The report records major gains in life expectancy, education, and gross national income. What are the specifics of the report? Let's get into that. For starters, life expectancy in India has risen to 67.7 years. The gross national income per capita is up to $6,951. There's been demonstrated progress in reducing gender inequality. However, India still ranks 108 out of 166 countries in the Gender Equality Index, so that's a matter of concern. There are large gender gaps in workforce participation as well. There's a 47.8% difference between women and men. Life expectancy since 1990 has risen by a whopping 9.1 years, so that's a big change. Expected years of schooling since 1990 has gone up by 4.6 years. Again, that's great news. Gross national income per capita has grown, again, a whopping 287% from where we were back in 1990. So it is very good news when you look at where we were a couple of decades back. But in terms of where India stands now among several other nations, perhaps a lot more needs to be done. Joining us now, a very special guest, Caitlin Wieson, is the UNDP chief in India. Thanks, ma'am, very much for being with us. At, in one sense, the headline is India at a low of 134 out of 193 nations. Broadly speaking, why is that the case? What does India need to do to improve in the development index?
Thank you, Vishnu, and thank you, NDTV, for inviting UNDP this evening to share our insights on the Global Human Development Report, which is entitled Breaking the Gridlock, Reimagining Cooperation in a Polarized World. We try to stress that the comparisons year to year are not really, as the indices and data shift and change, it's not really comparable to compare one year to the next. But what we can say, as you have already highlighted, that there has been progress overall. There has been progress since the last HDI was produced for India. And as you also point out, there's been considerable progress when you look backwards over the last three decades from 1990. Mm-hmm. So I think the... India ranks where it ranks, I think, is what's important is to look at the progress within country and also within some of the neighboring countries. I think what you've also highlighted has been the areas of improvement, and I think the considerable improvement from the last report was in, you highlighted very nicely all the key indicators of the Human Development Index, is the GNI per capita rising from 6,542 to 6,951. When we look at how India has performed when it compares with other South Asian countries, there are areas of good performance, there are areas that need improvement, and I think you've highlighted some of these already. And the area that needs improvement, while there has been good performance on reproductive health, mm-hmm. better than most Asian countries, there's more that can be done to improve life expectancy at birth and critically female labor force participation. I think that's what you have highlighted. And so I think this is something that India will need to focus on moving forward into the future.
You spoke about South Asian nations. Bangladesh has seen considerable growth in the last couple of years. There have been concerns, however, in other parts of South Asia, in Pakistan and Afghanistan. How does India compare, broadly speaking, from a South Asia standpoint?
Well, when we look at the Human Development Index and we compare the HDI value of India to those of South Asia, India's HDI is slightly higher than the South Asian average. Mm-hmm. So India's HDI value is at 0.644, whereas the South Asian average is at 0.641. So it's slightly better. But as I said, the index is also the HDI index is made up of several indicators, and here we have life expectancy, we have education, and we also have life expectancy, education are key ones. And I think there has been very important improvement in these areas from India, but certainly more that can be done. Where we've seen improvement in India in the overall mean years of schooling and absolute schooling, there's more room for improvement in terms of the quality of education and focusing on these.
You know, I talk about this quite frequently. India's demographic dividend is a gold mine in a sense. We've got a very young population going forward for the next couple of decades. You know, there is great potential in this country. However, when you highlight the disparity between men and women in the workforce, I think that's a key concern, isn't it? Because for India to realize our potential, our demographic dividend, it has to involve the greater involvement of women in the workforce and in the, you know, in the rail sectors which count, which are calculated, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think where we've seen the you know, incredible growth, economic growth that India has witnessed, and we've looked at the GNI per capita, where the real focus needs to be on the quality of that growth. Is it reaching women? Is it reaching youth? Is it reaching those that are marginalized and most left behind? And not only is it reaching them, but how is it reaching them in terms of the quality of the jobs that they're engaged in? And I think one of the findings also is that it's women are disproportionately in jobs that are low paying and low skilled. Yes. So there's really a need to move and shift this engagement of women and women-led development for the benefit of India and moving forward.
The expected years of schooling since 1990 has risen by 4.6 years. That's great news. What is it now in terms of, broadly speaking, how many years on an average are students going to school?
So broadly speaking, it's about 12.6 years at this time.
So which that includes preschool as well, right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So if that includes preschool, then you know a large number of kids would actually go beyond class 10. Perhaps even into class 11.
Correct.
While not quite graduating from school, which is obviously deeply problematic. But that's an improvement in many senses as well.
It is an improvement, and particularly when one takes a historic perspective in the context of India and looking back to where it was, as you highlighted earlier, you know, in 1990. So, but there's more room for improvement in extending the mean years of schooling, and there's more room for improvement in terms of the quality of education as well.
If you look at per capita income at 6,951, that's something that's gone up somewhat in the last couple of years. I'm just trying to understand how you calculate per capita income. Is it also based on purchasing power parity? Is that one of the norms that the UN system uses?
Yes, it is.
And how, broadly speaking, has per capita income gone up over the last couple of years in terms of a trend for India?
So for India, there has been an upward trend, and I think that's the indicator that has perhaps the most significant improvement. Again, the question is for whom? And the per capita income is very important, but as we know that there are disparities, and the disparities are the labor force participation and women who have been largely left behind when we look at that gap. So I think when you take the indices as a whole, it tells a more full picture. But it is impressive, the growth that there has been in the GNI, the gross national income per capita.
I'm just, going through the report, the points that I have, and, you know, you mentioned going back to the issue of gender, that there's been demonstrated progress in reducing gender equality, and yet it's still just at 108 India out of 166. This despite the fact that there has been so much which has been done to try and promote education for women, you know, workforce participation, we've already spoken about that, health conditions have improved, reproductive health has improved, the availability of bathrooms, in other words, basic sanitation has improved as well. I'm just trying to understand what more governments, agencies need to do to ensure that women's inequality as it exists now goes away to a large extent.
Thank you very much. And I should say that the overall gender inequality index for India is better than South Asia and the global average. But when you break out the different component parts, there are areas where India can improve. And one of these is in the area of political participation. And I think here in political participation, India falls well below some of the averages. However, there have been some very important recent developments. There have been constitutional amendments that were made in October of last year, I believe, providing for a reservation in Parliament.
Yes.
And this will have significant impact going into the future for a third of the seats.
Right.
So I think that India is on the right track for increasing and better improving their political participation. On labor force participation, that will take a more concerted effort. But also important initiatives that India has undertaken, also on the global stage at the G20, making women-led development a critical part of the development agenda itself, and providing new forms of platforms that enable women to engage both economically and medium and small-scale enterprises.
Caitlin Wheaton, wonderful speaking to you. Thank you very much for sharing the details of that report. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.